pass the Pearl and Dean, which means one thing. It's time for Movies and You with our film critic, Richard Fitzwilliams. Good afternoon, Richard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. I'm sitting in Soho watching the crowds pass. It's always rather fun and colourful. And do you know, I have seen the first Christmas lights up, actually, in James's Street. It's too much. Really, it is.
It is way too early, isn't it? Yes. So what's going on today, then, in London, Richard? Why are there so many crowds around? Or is it just an average day?
No, it's just an average day, and it's just the fun of it. The fact that, you know, a city of 9 million people is always going to have masses of people wandering around. It's always in Soho, of course, being the centre of the film and entertainment industries, but also with this bohemian touch. It's always particularly interesting, especially with Halloween, to see some of the outfits I've seen in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Great fun.
Do you ever walk around and just see somebody famous walking down the street? Does that ever happen around that area?
Yes, oddly enough, it's happened several times with Mike Lee. I can't explain why him particularly, but about three or four times.
Yes.
So, and that links with Peter Lou, of course, which we discussed last week.
Yeah, now, I remember last time I was in London at Leicester Square and Simon Callows walked past. So that was an interesting one. And you have to double take because you're so used to seeing him on the screen and then suddenly they look different in real life and you just double take. But I love London. That's what I love about London, the vibe that you get there.
Oh, yes, when I was coming out of The Widows, which the new Steve McQueen film, which we'll discuss next week, I ran straight into Andrew Marr, who, of course, is one of our top broadcasters. You never know who you're meeting.
Absolutely.
Great fun.
OK, we're going to look at today, for starting off with Bohemian Rhapsody, Richard.
We are indeed. Now, this is a movie which was eagerly awaited, and I've always felt that when judging a movie, we simply must dwell too much, anyway, on the problems of making this movie. I mean, to begin with, the director is Bryan Singer. In fact, he was replaced by Dexter Fletcher, but under the rules, there's only got to be one director listed, so it's still Singer, who's pretty controversial, as you may know. And then, of course, there was the intention that Sacha Baron Cohen should play Freddie Mercury. And that was then surpassed by Ben Whishaw, and finally, and I do think that this is the key to the success of the movie, is Rami Malek is Freddie Mercury, and he is absolutely marvellous. Also, the music is fantastic, and the movie takes us from the beginnings when he joins Queen and the band forms to the famous Live Aid concert in 1985, dealing with the ups and downs of his extremely erratic personal life, and also, of course, the split the band. And the musical side of it, Bohemian Rhapsody, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, there's no question that that's superb, and Rami Malek is absolutely marvellous as a colourful, idiosyncratic character, and a gay icon too, and somebody who, tragic death, we literally, the film takes us up to that. I have to say, though, the reason it's had such mixed reviews is the fact that I think it is obvious that the surviving members of the band have had Brian May and Roger Taylor had a considerable input into how Freddie and the band are depicted, and I think in some scenes that is particularly obvious. I mean, the casting's very good. Brian May played by Gwilym Lee, Roger Taylor by Ben Hardy, John Deacon by Joseph Mazzello, and Freddie Mercury's girlfriend, Mary Austin, a sympathetic portrayal by Lucy Boynton, and a rather delightful cameo by Tom Hollander, who's always a good actor, as Freddie's third agent.
Well, we chatted with one of our regular guests on here, Mark Savage. He's a BBC music correspondent in London, and he was saying that the final scene where they're doing the Live Aid, you have to double take because it's so well done that you could be watching the original piece of material. But he said the film fell a bit flat in other areas for him. So I was kind of expecting some... So there's been a few mixed reviews, Richard, on this.
Well, the reviews are mixed because certain scenes, the scene where the band splits, the scene where the band gets together again before Live Aid, these scenes are... There's something contrived about them. You feel that history is being rewritten a bit, and there has been complaints. I didn't notice it myself in the film, but the Mercury's iconic gayness was somewhat played down. I didn't feel it was, but nonetheless, the movie... has got this feel of when you have an icon and you have Queen and you have a band that's so well known and you have the Live Aid, marvellous footage, I agree, that's absolutely fantastic. And also about 20 minutes of the film, it's a long film. But there's very, very clearly a certain amount of doctoring that's gone on. It's really what you get in biopics sometimes, you wish a particular portrayal and you keep your control to some extent over what's or how it's portrayed. But with the ups and downs of the production, with Sacha Baron Cohen and Ben Whishaw neither getting the role, and then the directors and the troubles there, facts are that it's done very well. It's actually just replaced A Star Is Born at the top of the UK box office. So, you know, there is a lot nostalgically sort of fascinating, the tune's fantastic, and you've got an award or certainly an Oscar nomination beckon for Rami Malek because he's very, very good.
Okay, ratings out of five then, Richard, please.
I am going to four, perhaps a little over generous, but for the fans, certainly, I perhaps have given it 3.5, because, as I say, there's quite a lot of contrivance about it, but it is interesting. Mike Myers, by the way, should bury his head in shame. He should not appear in cameo roles when he has got a bad script. He's Ray Foster, an EMI executive who thinks Bohemian Rhapsody is a terrible idea.
We may hear that song later in the show. Richard, thank you for that. We'll move on. This next one, I think, is got a very deep meaning behind it and very timely as to what's happening around the world and certainly in the States at the moment. This one's called It's the Hate U Give.
Yes, indeed, a very, very powerful movie. And it's extraordinary. Again, you've got a central performance that should, there is any justice, get award nominations, because I really think Amandla Stenberg, the word Amandla means power in Zulu, and she is Star Carter. Now, she lives in Garden Heights, which is a rather poor fictional neighborhood in America, but attends Williamson Prep, which is a predominantly white school, and she has a white boyfriend called Chris. And this follows her journey. She's 16, and there is a seismic incident when, after shots break up a party, she's driven home by her childhood best friend, Khalil. He's stopped by a white police officer who has him exit the car. When he's checking that she's all right, he is shot dead, and this becomes a major national news story. It's this aspect of the movie, the protest, the anger, but yeah. The film is particularly good because it's more nuanced. You have the father who was inside, having a struggle with the law, going straight, very good performance there. The mother, very conscious of her status, a love for her daughter. The star, absolutely in shock. She's had two incidents that have affected her. So Amanda is a name to conjure with, I think, for the future. But it's one of these movies, it packs a lot in, also rather a long movie, but it's an angry film, but it's also nuanced. For example, her uncle is a police officer and puts the police case, albeit not perhaps convincingly, but the facts are, there's a certain realism, there's a documentary edge, and when the officers acquitted, there are riots, and that's very well done indeed. So I was very, very impressed with this movie. It's doing well, and it's had critical raves.
Yeah, and it, obviously it's very topical. Is it based on a true story, Richard, this? Or it certainly could be if it isn't.
I guess this is the thing. It's been inspired by a couple of the most appalling, Trevion Martin, I understand, was one of them, Black Lives Matter protest movements in the States. So, though in itself, it is, so to speak, a composite of what has happened so often over the years. And as from that point of view, it is a film of angry protest, but it's so important to make the point that this is not a polemical film. It's very nuanced. It gives both sides, so to speak, of a particular story, and its characters are thoroughly believable. Mm. That is why I thought it was so good.
So it's not as it's not as black and white. It's not one side versus the other. There are the giving of both sides in this, and it is such a complex situation. I think maybe that's what the film's bringing across.
It does indeed, and also it's a young girl's journey,
and
a journey under the most difficult of circumstances, facing discrimination and racism, and also you've got gang warfare and drugs. It's a tricky balance. The movie is very, very good, and I commend director George Tillman Jr. for making a movie that, again, it not only grips you, but also I was thoroughly convinced. I was complaining about bits of Bohemian Rhapsody. You could, in certain scenes of that, you could, as it were, see the screenwriters poring over what shall we put here and what shall we put there. In this movie, I was more carried away by it. Although, of course, the Rhapsody did have the fantastic end, which you mentioned at the Live Aid.
Ratings out of 5 for this, Richard, please.
Oh, well, this is getting 4.5. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's The Hate U Give. What about next week, Richard? What can we expect?
We have a very important film. Steve McQueen's next. The maker of Hunger and 12 Years a Slave has made Widows, which is certainly a movie that will attract a lot of attention. And we've also got Ethan Hawke's next.
Oh,
right. Juliet Naked.
Okay, we'll look forward to that next week, Richard. And if anybody in the meantime wants to find you online, are you always tweeting away there? How can they find you?
If they look on www.richardfitzwilliams.com, it's my website, and I would love to hear views on the various movies we discuss on Twitter at @RFitzwilliams.
Yeah, do feedback to Richard. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, thank you, Richard, as always. There's only one more song we can play now, and it's Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Thank you, Richard.
Great pleasure.